This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. 5 topics in about 10 minutes for Friday, April 30th, 2021. The Friday 5, our 5 big stories of the week. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5, of course, is Build Back Better. President Biden addressed Congress, a joint session of Congress, more or less because of social distancing. The House chambers were not filled as they normally would be for a presidential address like this. It took place Wednesday night. President Biden on Wednesday unveiled his vision for America going forward. He did so in a rather low-key manner, kind of had to be that way because the energy level in the room was a little lower because it wasn't full. But this kind of masked the fact that he's really outlining a very radical plan forward for the United States. The second part of his Build Back Better program, as we told you about, is a $1.8 trillion expansion of America's social safety net to be rolled out over the next 10 years. Republicans expected to oppose the plan, although some might be swayed. On the other hand, Democrats may find it difficult to vote for this, especially Democrats representing high-tax states like Illinois, New York, California, because they want President Biden to roll back the Trump-era cap on SALT deductions, state and local tax deductions. High earners in those states benefit from being able to deduct what they're paying in state and local taxes on their federal tax returns. This would cost the federal government billions of dollars per year and would mainly benefit households earning more than $500,000 per year. $89 billion in lost tax revenue for 2021, according to a recent analysis. Only 1% of the benefit would accrue to people or households earning under $100,000. So Democrats kind of caught in a quandary here as they're wanting to roll out additional spending plans as a social safety net while at the same time rolling back taxes on high wage earners in high tax states, most of whom are Democrat, in California, Illinois, New York, and so on. It is, as we noted the other day, rather humorous watching Democrats fighting so hard for the rights of the wealthy. Topic number 4 this week, packing the government. We're seeing the Democrat proposals now that they've got barely have control of both chambers of Congress, plus the White House, trying to take advantage of that right now to not just pack the Supreme Court, but also pack the government itself. A bill that would make the District of Columbia the 51st state, called Washington Douglas Commonwealth, has been passed by the House of Representatives, needs to go through the Senate. This, of course, would add one more Democratic representative, two more Democratic senators. There's also movements now to, of course, push through a bill to add 4 more justices to the Supreme Court, presumably liberal justices, which would then swing the balance of power in the Supreme Court from 6-3 conservative to 7-6 progressive. Of course, the way Chief Justice John Roberts has been voting over the last few years, you can really question whether or not he qualifies as a conservative. And so far, Amy Coney Barrett, Neil Kavanaugh really have not lived up to their hype either, or justified the opposition that was made against their nominations. So the Uniparty in Washington, D.C., through these moves, basically getting a middle America used to the idea of the government just printing up and sending out lots and lots of money, which, by the way, is resulting in some price increases in a number of areas. Watch for inflation to begin to really hit hard this year. The cost of lumber for new home construction, for example, has really spiked in recent months. Food prices getting ready to spike as indices showing the leading indicators on agriculture are rising, highest levels in 6 years. We're going to see prices increasing over the course of 2021, but they get us used to these free money handouts from the government and then pack the government and the courts with liberals. They're essentially trying to make sure that the United States becomes a one-party nation. In other words, a banana republic. Topic number 3, tension in the Persian Gulf this week. We saw a number of incidents involving various nations in the Persian Gulf, a hot spot where the Sunni and Shia wings of Islam have been struggling for and contending for control and dominance for literally centuries. An incident reported in the Red Sea off the coast of Saudi Arabia Tuesday indicate that an oil tanker was attacked. Still, details are sketchy on this. The United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Organization reported it was aware of reports of an incident near the port city of Yanbu on the west coast of Saudi Arabia. Earlier Tuesday, a booby-trapped remote-controlled boat intercepted by the Saudis near Yanbu. Not clear whether that's part of the same incident. The Saudi Defense Ministry was investigating who exactly was behind that attack. This came after a series of incidents involving Iranian, Israeli, and American vessels in the waters around the Arabian Peninsula, the Red Sea, and the Persian Gulf. On Monday, the U.S. Navy fired warning shots at Iranian military boats in the northern Persian Gulf. That's the first time something like that's happened in nearly 4 years. This is occurring just after the Biden administration made overtures to the government of Iran to restart the talks about the over the 2015 nuclear deal that former President Trump withdrew from. And I will say again, how can we have a deal, a treaty with a foreign government without the consent of the United States Senate? The Constitution does not allow it. The president cannot do this unilaterally. Major media hasn't been saying that, mentioned that, have they? Anyway, this is the second known occurrence of incident between Iranian vessels and U.S. ships. On April 2nd, a group of Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps fast attack boats swarmed two U.S. Coast Guard cutters at close distance. So things, again, bear watching in the Persian Gulf. Topic number two, the French Revolution. Not the one that happened in the early 19th century. We're talking now about a potential revolution. 20 retired French generals this week warned the government of President Emmanuel Macron that they would support a military takeover of the government of France if he fails to halt what they called the disintegration of the country at the hands of Islamists. This is an open letter that was published in a right-wing news magazine. This resonating with the people in France after a Tunisian Islamist stabbed to death a 49-year-old woman who worked at a police station west of Paris. This letter, initiated by Jean-Pierre Fabre-Bernadac, who's a retired gendarmerie officer, police officer. This is strongly supported by Marine Le Pen, who's the leader of the National Rally, a far-right political group who right now in polls is trending, is polling neck and neck for the elections in France next year with President Macron. The first signature on this open letter, Christian Piquemal, a former head of the Foreign Legion. Again, the general saying that France is disintegrating with the Islamists of the hordes of the suburbs who are detaching large parts of the nation and turning them into territory subject to dogmas contrary to our constitution, end quote. The globalists are running into nationalist headwinds. We saw it here in the United States with the election of President Trump, but it's also happening in Germany, in France, in other European nations where people are seeing far more closely than we are here in the United States the influence of mass immigration from countries and cultures that share no background and have a diametrically opposed religious history to the one in the country to which they have emigrated. Things may get kinetic, to use a military term, if the issues are not resolved. And that I predict they will not be resolved until Jesus himself comes to put a stop to all of this. Coming up, everything is racist. That's next on the Friday Five.
Call now and get the companion to the Book of Enoch Special Collection, featuring the original Book of Enoch in beautifully bound hardback edition and both of Dr. Michael Heiser's groundbreaking companion guides to the Book of Enoch, along with the shocking expose, Fallen Angels and Ancient Aliens on DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our SkyWatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. Volumes 1 and 2 of the Companion Guides to Enoch unveil what most of the modern church has never heard regarding how the sin of the watchers in Enoch 6 through 16 helped frame the mission of Jesus, how the descriptions of the Antichrist, the Messiah, the end times day of the Lord, and the final judgment connect to Genesis 6 and the Nephilim. This and so much more. Plus, you will also receive on DVD the Book of Enoch, Fallen Angels and Ancient Aliens, an exclusive production with Dr. Michael Heiser regarding the blatant lies of ancient astronaut theory and the horrifying nature of fallen angels and alien abduction. This DVD is a must-have. But that's not all. You'll also receive the beautifully printed hardback edition of the original historical Book of Enoch from Defender Publishing, perfect for assisting serious researchers and students in the study of the Bible and the early age. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Whether you've read the Book of Enoch or want to journey through it for the first time, without a doubt, you'll find the companion to the Book of Enoch Special Collection absolutely essential. Order now at SkyWatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one on the Friday Five this week. If we have learned nothing over the last 12 months, it is that everything in the United States is racist. That's the dominant message from academia, from the entertainment world. Even our sports idols are lecturing us on how oppressed they are as they pull down millions and millions of dollars in salary and shoe contracts. We talked yesterday about the top-rated school district in Texas making national news because of the bitter fight there over the teaching of critical race theory. One of the parents who's been working on introducing this to the school district is a retired Dallas Cowboys player. We're going to see more of this as more Americans wake up and realize that the Marxists are already inside the camp. We have allowed them to take control of our education system, and we have been giving them our children for 7 hours a day, 10 months a year, for literally decades now. So it's no wonder that our children and our grandchildren are spouting these ideas back to us that come straight out of critical theory, which is an offshoot of Marxism, which is devoted to destroying the very foundation of American and indeed Western civilization. As recently as last summer, few people outside the halls of academia had even heard of critical race theory. And now we are all being told that their central claim that racism, not liberty, is the founding value and guiding vision of America's society, is the true history of this nation. Last fall, President Trump issued an executive order banning the teaching of critical race theory to federal employees and federal contractors that was blocked by a federal judge in December and then immediately reversed by President Biden upon his inauguration in January. Since then, federal agencies, federal contractors have resumed staff training on things like unconscious bias, microaggressions, systemic racism, white privilege, all common but very disputed concepts associated with the four-decade-old critical race theory. Now it's about to face, finally, its first real test in court. A number of lawsuits alleging that this actually is racist, that critical race theory encourages discrimination and other illegal policies that target whites, males, and Christians. But unlike Trump's executive order, which ran into some First Amendment problems by prohibiting protected speech, controversial speech. I mean, by its very definition, First Amendment free speech means allowing things that you don't like. But these lawsuits target specific policies and goals that are, in fact, constitutional, replacing the colorblind ideal of Dr. Martin Luther King of treating all people equally with race-based policies that require differentiating different treatment based on skin color. About a dozen lawsuits and administrative complaints have been filed over the last 2 years. Another wave are planned this summer with conservative public interest law firms and private attorneys behind them. But we will leave you this for this week. After decades of indoctrinating our children and grandchildren into this Marxist ideal that America is systemically racist, that is fundamentally bad because it is founded on oppression, and that people with more melanin are inherently victimized under the American system, and that being colorblind and treating people equally, offering equal opportunity, is in fact racist because the whole concept was invented by white people. That's really at the heart of all of this. We offer this example of where these concepts lead when taken to their ridiculous extreme. A recent online debate hosted by UCLA on systemic racism, hosted by the Bruin Republicans, it was claimed, seriously now, that soap dispensers are racist. Not just any soap dispensers, not the ones where you have to, you know, hit the little knob and soap comes out, that we're talking the automatic soap dispensers where you put your hands underneath it and then hope that it recognizes that you're there and dispenses the soap for you. A student who Zoom bombed this meeting claimed that automatic soap dispensers don't see her hands because of the dark pigment of her skin. Another student explained that soap dispensers are racist because they force black and brown bodies to turn their palms up to display the only part of their bodies that are light-skinned in order to receive the soap. Seriously, I kid you not. First of all, these soap dispensers are infrared. They operate on infrared. In other words, their sensors are trying to detect body heat. So if the soap dispenser isn't seeing you, perhaps it's because you're a reptilian. I'm kidding, of course. No, they are not looking for they're not looking for differences in the color of the surroundings. They're looking for body heat. That's what triggers the soap. And secondly, and listen carefully now, children, you put the soap in your palms because that's where the soap goes. Decades of critical race training have young people getting angry and upset at automatic soap dispensers. When you view everything through that lens, this is what comes out. If this were an automatic, if this were an artificial intelligence, the programmers would go back to the drawing board because clearly the output is not what they are desiring based on the input that was sent into the black box. Oh my. Well, we're looking forward to getting past the summer of 2021, not because we don't like the warmer weather. We do. We look forward to the sunshine and the beauty of the nature here in the Ozarks, but we are looking forward to this fall and the opportunity to travel again. We pray that we will be back in the Holy Land. Right now, we're scheduled to be back there October 3rd through 18th for the SkyWatch TV 2021 tour of Israel. We are aware now that the travel ministry in Israel just announced that they're opening up again to foreign visitors in the month of May. They are requiring a vaccine for those visitors. Now, that does not mean that will still be the case in October. We're keeping a close watch on this. Bear in mind, Israel knows that they need tourism dollars. That's a vital part of their economy. They also know that Western Christians make up the biggest percentage of their foreign tourists, and that we are the most likely to resist taking the experimental COVID vaccine. So something's got to give there. So we will keep an eye on this and keep you posted as we get closer to the date. But if you're curious, you want to find out where we plan to go and why our tour is different from any other that goes through Israel, mainly because we go to Judea and Samaria, what the world calls the West Bank, you can find out more online, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. And God willing, we will be back in Israel sooner or later, and we hope you join us. This week on SkyWatch TV, we continue our discussion with Dr. Michael Heiser as he shows the parallels between the parables in the Book of Enoch and the parables of Jesus. The Book of Enoch had a powerful influence on Christian theology. Our broadcast program tonight, Friday night, will be around the world thanks to our partners at Daystar. You can find the broadcast schedule, dates, times, and where it's playing near you over the air at skywatchtv.com/channels. But we can bring it right to you via the interwebs. Just add the SkyWatch TV app to your Roku or Apple TV device. If you've got an Amazon Fire Stick, then just subscribe to our YouTube channel and then add the YouTube app to your Fire Stick, and we'll be there that way. But you can also bring it right to your smartphone or tablet. Not just our video programming, but important news and a schedule of our upcoming events, all of that right on your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have a free app for each of those and links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. I humbly suggest or ask that you try out my novels, Iron Dragons, which is kind of a sci-fi fantasy mashup with a theological perspective in there. Not overtly Christian, but it's there if you know what you're looking for. And The God Conspiracy, which has elements of an action novel, but also dares to ask the question, what's in the vaccine? Both novels available to read for free if you're a subscriber to Amazon's Kindle Unlimited program. Read it on your ebook reader, and I hope you enjoy. You'll find the links at my Amazon author page. Everything else we do, including our weekly Bible study, Sharon and I have posted at gilberthouse.org. Coming Sunday, another edition of our Gilbert House Fellowship, our weekly Bible study as we go through the Bible verse by verse in chronological order. We hope you join us for that journey of discovery. gilberthouse.org. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. Have a blessed weekend. This is the Friday Five from SkyWatch TV.